Okay, navigators, just a ton happening in the world of AI in the last week or so. So we are going to hit you with a daily digest episode today. We'll talk about things like the iPhone 16 and the release news from the Apple event that just took place. We also received an update about Apple Intelligence features that are going to be rolled out with the iPhone 16. There were some rumblings and rumors recently, especially in the social realm, of a $2,000 per month subscription or pricing tier over at OpenAI. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And lastly, we will talk about a study that addresses the all-important question, can AI really come up with an original idea? All right, so let's dive in. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, just a ton happening in the world of AI in the last week or so. So we are going to hit you with a daily digest episode today. We'll talk about things like the iPhone 16 and the release news from the Apple event that just took place. We also received an update about Apple Intelligence features that are going to be rolled out with the iPhone 16. There were some rumblings and rumors recently, especially in the social realm, of a $2,000 per month subscription or pricing tier over at OpenAI. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And lastly, we will talk about a study that addresses the all-important question, can AI really come up with an original idea? All right, so let's dive in. First things first, let's touch on basically the news of the last 48 hours or so, whether you're in the AI world or not. Apple and the iPhone, I think, is one thing that spans those who are into AI and those who are not, obviously. And that is the announcement about the iPhone 16. And it came out of the Apple event. And as we were told or kind of hinted at, the iPhone 16 is going to definitely be built entirely with an AI integration or AI features in mind. The device is going to use the latest chip from Apple, and it will basically fold in artificial intelligence across the device in a number of ways. Rowan Chang over at the Rundown.ai newsletter summarized the features, and I'm also pulling some of this information just directly from the Apple announcement on their website. I'll link to both of those in the show notes, of course. Some of the features that are going to be impacted or will be enhanced, I should say, by the artificial intelligence rollout. The first thing that comes to mind or should come to mind is Siri. And that's the current agent or the, virtual assistant on the iPhone or the iOS. If you're not an iOS user, I'm sure you still have likely heard of Siri. And according to the announcement from Apple, there will be significant improvement just to the entire Siri experience, the interchange between you as the user and Siri. Siri should now be able to understand commands and questions better, logically and contextually, but also if you were to stumble over your words and things like that. These improvements to natural language processing should help in those areas, as well as perform some more automated actions in your phone, in your device, in addition to any simple actions that you can already perform for now. But it's not just Siri that's going to be enhanced or improved with AI features in the iPhone 16. Switching over to Apple.com now, according to the website here, where they go through not only the iPhone 16 announcement, but also all of the Apple Intelligence features that you're going to see. And that's a suite of AI enhanced writing tools. And these tools can do things like proofread and rewrite versions of your documents, as well as do some summarization of your writing. And this is going to be available in almost everywhere in your device that you're writing or typing, according to the website here, including third-party apps, which is pretty cool. There's also a feature called summaries that Apple Intelligence can generate. And I'll just read directly from the website here. You can quote unquote, just hit record in the Notes or Phone app to capture audio recordings and transcripts. Apple Intelligence generates summaries of your transcripts so you can get the most important info at a glance. So again, this is maybe basically an assistant that can listen to whether it's meetings or conversations and then summarize them for you, right within your device, which is pretty cool. Apparently the AI is also going to do some things in the mail app, like elevating priority messages. So things like invitations or deadlines or projects or assignments that have due dates are going to be elevated in your email, which is definitely a cool feature. I wonder if that's also going to extend to any third party apps, or mail apps. Gmail or Outlook, maybe. I'm assuming not. I'm assuming Gemini is probably going to be doing the work within Gmail. in Copilot. I know there's already some AI features being rolled into Gmail. I don't think, other than, you know, there being a priority inbox, I don't think there's anything directly to Gemini ranking the priorities of your emails yet. And if I'm wrong, if somebody knows about something out there, definitely let me know. Like I said, I don't actually use the Mail app on my phone, but hey, if the AI makes it significantly better and enhances the experience enough, then I might just have to do it. I was an Android person forever, and I eventually bit the bullet and switched to Apple. And I have to say, I've been pleasantly surprised, or I'm pleased with the switch, and I'd be willing to keep an open mind about their Mail app as well. Okay, a couple more AI enhanced features, according to the Rundown newsletter here, are the ability for the AI to much more effectively and efficiently search and filter through your pictures and videos. Apparently, you can use on your device, you can use natural language searching to get or to search through your images, which is super cool. Then there's the visual intelligence, and this is a feature that, utilizing the camera on your device, you can have third-party AI like ChatGPT or other models or the AI within the device analyze the visual or the image that your camera is recording without storing it, and provide context or descriptions or summary of what you're looking at. And I know there are some other similar tools out there that have been, whether they've been just spun up recently using the open the APIs to some of these LLMs, or it's like Google Lens enables you to search visuals on a web page and stuff like that. So there's some similar things out there. And on that note, there's a little bit of a sentiment of, in some circles, of disappointment after the announcements here from Apple about iPhone 16, in particular, being not that really impressive, and the features aren't really that innovative, especially considering, you know, Apple's long track record of blowing people's minds. I can kind of understand it. Some of these features aren't quite as groundbreaking or exciting as maybe users thought they would be in a new device, but especially with an Apple device that's meant to fully utilize AI. However, I'm still super excited and hyped about these features being released on iPhone 16. I'm hyped about the iPhone 16 mostly because it's going to be so huge for AI adoption. And if we're marketers and we're looking to expose more people to an AI environment and an AI infrastructure that we can do more scaled marketing in, then that's a good thing for us. There's still so many people out there and so many people who aren't necessarily tech savvy, or obsessed with technology, where they really care that these iPhone 16s aren't incredibly innovative or they're not blowing their minds. They're just looking for the latest device that's easy to use, which is what iPhones have always been all about. So for that section of the population that's not in AI Twitter or in AI socials or an AI early adopter or just a tech early adopter, even these simple AI features, because they are integrated into the device that people will be using day in and day out, even features like that will start to become so much more popular and so much more present in the daily lives of everyone who uses a device, not just the early adopters. And I think that's good for everybody, especially digital marketers. Okay, the next thing I wanted to touch on here quickly is just going to be, like I said, really quick. And this was a rumored story that was reported at a few different news outlets. I am linking to a story on payments.com. I believe that's how you announce it, even though it's spelled PYMNTS.com, with the headline that reads, OpenAI considers $2,000 monthly subscription prices for new LLMs. So I'm not even going to bury the lead here or keep you on edge. I'm just going to let you guys know that that is actually a little bit misleading. It's not quite what is going to happen or is what's planned at OpenAI right now anyway. And it was a little bit misleading when the story first dropped about, I think, about a week ago or 5 days ago here on payments.com. Essentially, this was more of a, I don't know if you want to call it like a thought exercise or just really an exercise in proving a point by OpenAI, in which they were asking the question, how much would we actually need to charge users to gain access and use our premier models at scale, at the scale that we are currently offering to multi-millions of users? So we're talking about, you know, the rumored Q-Star or Strawberry models or ChatGPT-5 or Orion, truly the top tier and best performing models that OpenAI we know has created and has at their disposal, but maybe is not making available to the public. How much would they need to charge in order to make it actually feasible, economically feasible, considering the amount of computing power and the amount of resources that are needed to enable the function of these models at the scale of multi-millions of users? And I think that's kind of where they came up with this $2,000 per month number, trying to apply a real world value to the incredible technology that they had created. And that had a lot of people understandably a little concerned and upset that they might not be able to access the technology, which again is basically the reason OpenAI was founded in the to begin with, to prevent things like this, prevent an economic barrier or a class controlled access to their tools, if you will. But again, this is apparently was more of an illustration of a point. The point being that we as a society, we as early adopters, we as tech users are already taking the incredible capability of these models for granted, especially considering the investment that is going to take to power future models, future AI models, future artificial intelligence models. We talked about the superclusters and the supercomputers that are being invested in and built in order to power these next gen state-of-the-art models. And that bill is going to have to be paid somehow as we work to get something as monumental as, you know, AGI, artificial general intelligence, off the ground. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about this story to illustrate mostly the fact that we are so quick to take something for granted, whether that's as marketers or as humans in general or as techies. People are already up in arms at how much the future, literally the future, is going to cost. And, you know, who can really blame them? That's the world that we've all been programmed in, at least. Anyway, the last thing that I wanted to touch on today was another bit of news that I pulled from a recent Rundown.ai newsletter. Link in the show notes. Definitely go and subscribe to the Rundown.ai newsletter. Sign up for the Rundown.ai University. Just so much good stuff over there. And I'm going to continue to shout them out on this show. Rundown.ai. Sorry, just let me double check. The Rundown.ai. Yep. Anyways, that piece of news is the fact that researchers recently did a study really on ideation, particularly and specifically, can artificial intelligence come up with ideas as well as human beings can? And I'm just going to read the results right from the snippet here in the newsletter. Quote unquote, researchers found that AI ideas are judged as more novel, though slightly less feasible than human ones. So according to the findings of this study, AI can in fact and is in fact generating more novel ideas than human beings, with the caveat that they are possibly slightly less feasible. Maybe that's because the AI doesn't have, our self-defeatist human attitude and hasn't had the hope beat out of them by the real world yet. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, essentially what the study did is it recruited a bunch of experts in natural language processing to generate and write and also review novel ideas. They would write these ideas and those would be pooled with another set of ideas that were generated by artificial intelligence models. And then during the review, participants would grade an idea basically based on how novel they thought it was, not knowing if it was generated by a human expert or one of the artificial intelligence models. And wouldn't you know it, the ideas that were being generated by AI were significantly more novel than those being generated by humans. And again, yes, the caveat having been that they were less feasible. And I'd be curious to know, like, how much less feasible? Are they strictly impossible, or do they just need a little bit of reason added into them? Because regardless, this is a huge, huge turning point for AI. This is early days in testing these models for things like idea generation and ideation that's actually original and novel, despite the fact that it's probably one of the biggest question marks and most consequential question marks around these AI models, being that can they truly come up with something original and creative? They can clearly do some pretty amazing things with generated art and creating art, but can they truly innovate on existing ideas and concepts for solving whether it's business problems or health problems or economic problems, or will they always just be spitting out repeated junk, basically? And according to the early results from studies like this one, it looks like we are in luck. At least that's how I view it. And we will have an AI that is able to expand, hopefully one day, able to expand and enhance our ideas in a feasible way, and therefore our lives and the world around us. And of course, before anybody says that this has nothing to do with marketing, if an AI can come up with a novel idea about things like safety and coding and math, which were all topics that were part of the study, it can certainly come up with a novel idea about marketing, whether that's digital marketing or traditional marketing, but specifically digital marketing here. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, so we're looking for those novel, original, innovative thoughts in our businesses as well. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.